And often the government says, "Oh, you have to stop, you have to stop." But now Joe Biden is saying, "Oh, you have to start, you have to start." So, the government can never make up their mind. That's the problem.
好，我们刚刚在讲说，这整个这个世界通货膨胀很大的一个原因，是因为原油的问题。好，因为去年整个原油的价钱跌得非常低，所以呢，这个很多地方的这个，尤其是在美国，他们这几年开始用页岩油提取他们自己本国的页岩油，那是一个开采的成本比较高的一种油品，所以他们这去年就整个都停滞了，因为他们的开采的技术要达到页岩油比较昂贵，所以他们就停下来了。那但是今年就变成美国自己本身都没有再取油，然后后来最近这半年多来呢，大家都跟中东拿油，那中东就开始把他们的油价提高，然后减产，只要中东的油减产，整个世界的油价就会提高，然后所以呢，整个的这个运输的需求什么的都变成让这个油的价钱又更高，然后就变成了这整个世界有了通货膨胀，这个能源供给不足等等的这些问题。
And of course, the price of oil is very influential on inflation because pretty much everything we need is going to be oil involved in the process somewhere.
而这个原油价格的这个涨涨就会造成了，就是它会是整个全球通货膨胀最主要的原因，因为几乎我们所有用的所有的东西，它的整个生产过程中好像都跟油会有关系。
But of course, like with any problem that happens in our lives, God is over and above that. So even if you get to what's called hyperinflation, and sometimes inflation can go up 100 or even 1,000%, we know that God is going to be in control of the situation.
而我们要对神有信心，就是就算通货膨胀到了很高，说不定几十倍、几百倍的状态下，我们都要有信心神，他是会控制，会为我们的福利去着想，会去控制这个整体的状况。
But we can also give thanks and we pray that God gives us wisdom as well and how to deal with that. Because from an economic point of view, there's always decisions that you can make to make things easier for you.
而我们也要对神祈求祷告，就是给我们智慧，让我们知道在这样的状态下，我们应该要下一些什么样的决定，跟财务上面的决定，就是做一些适当的准备。
Okay, anyway, let's get back to the study. So we're talking about the contradiction. When we see those two verses from the Old Testament, we saw in Deuteronomy 10:16 the commandment that God says we must circumcise our hearts, but in Deuteronomy 36, God says that he will do it.
好，我们现在再回到这个课程中，今天在讲到的就是《生命记》10:16跟30:6这两个看似矛盾的经句，就是这一个是神要我们自己来除掉我们心中的污秽，而另外一个呢是神说神耶和华神会为我们除掉我们心中的污秽。
Okay, now first remember that when we're talking about the heart.The heart is one part of the soul.
我们要知道呢，这个心其实呢是我们魂的一个部分。
And if you remember that we had the components of the soul, so I'll put out the four components, and you can see where we're going with this. You have the self-consciousness. You got the conscience. That's what tells you what's right and what's wrong.And then you have your mentality, that's basically your thought processes based on vocabulary. And then you have your volition. So these are all parts of the soul.
好，我们先来那个复习一下，就是我们的魂一共有四个部分。第一个部分呢是意识，就是我们自我的意识。第二个是良心。第三个是心智。第四个是自由意志。
These are all parts of the soul.
好，这就是我们魂的四个部分。
Now, as you study the Bible based on your mentality, remember we had the operation Z, whereas the soul is this part down here. You've got the mind and then you've got the heart. So this big circle here, this represents your heart.
在荧幕上的这一个图呢，是我们刚好是在讲那个十个解决问题的工具啊。它其实呢，也让我们看清楚了，就是我们的心、我们的魂在整个解决问题的过程中的运作模式，这是我们称之为这个 Operation Z，就是我们一个程序 Z 的程序。
And remember, as we study the doctrine under the filling of the Holy Spirit, that the information comes to your mind, but if you believe it, that's with the symbol we have plus V, so that shows positive volition. You're using your free will and you say, I believe the information, and this becomes part of what we call the right lobe of the soul or your heart. So this is your heart right here.
那这个图哈，是上校牧师他所发明的一个图，他基本上是在讲说，在这个 Operation Z 哈，就是 Z 的这个形式的一个运作中呢，当我们从神教导我们的话语中，我们就是到了我们听进去，是进入我们的这个 Z 的最右上角，就是人的灵。然后当我们听进去之后呢，经由圣灵帮助我们。好，我们就进入到我们的心的左叶。左叶呢，基本上呢，就是一个所谓可以接受学术性知识的这个左叶。你就看那个 Z 的左下角，啊，有一个左叶中的学术性知识。然后呢，会说认识。然后从经由这个圣灵的帮助呢，我们又对这个圣灵的教导有了，或者是神的教导。有了一个正向的自由意志，就是看到下面有 Z 的下面有一个 V plus 一个正的 V，就是自由意志的。然后我们是正向的自由意志，就接受了圣灵跟神的教导。
There definitely are verses which teach us about the operation or the function of the mind and then the function of the heart, and that they are different.
在圣经里的确有告诉我们，就是我们的应该说心智跟意识，啊，是两个不同的运作模式。啊，心智是属于接受知识的那一个部分，那意识是接受比较灵性的这一部分。那它的运作模式的确是比较不一样。
Okay, but the heart is like a permanent storage place for all of your doctrine. And when I say doctrine, even for the unbeliever, they have their satanic doctrines and their thinking that they store. This would also be as part of their heart as well. So even the unbeliever has a soul, so they have a heart as well.
而我们要知道，就是呢，并不是只有基督徒是有这个魂或心或魂的啊，那个非基督徒也一样有心跟魂，所以这个魂里面在意识的部分呢，我们可以接受神的话语、神的教导，也有可能在没有认识神、没有接受神的教导之前，我们的心里是可能都充满了这个撒旦的教导，就是世界的教导。
And even us as believers, this is like a picture of how our soul should be, well, especially once you get the 10 problem-solving devices set up. But we live in the devil's world, and we probably have a lot of ideas still which do not fit with God's plan, and they're inside the right lobe of the soul as well.
所以呢，即使我们成为了基督徒呢，但是因为我们在我们的这个魂里面，还是有很多过去啊的这个从世界而来的教导啊，这是不符合神的计划和神的心意的，那他们可能还是存在我们的心中。
And we're supposed to circumcise our heart and with God as well. See, God is circumcising our heart and we will do it. I'll explain how that works soon. But really, it means like you're operating on the heart. If you imagine a surgeon and he has to cut out the bad parts of a heart, I don't know if they do that or not, but they put new things into the heart, new valves and things like this. This would be like a circumcision to make your heart function properly.
当我们把这个神命令我们啊，说我们要去对我们的心做割礼啊，神也要帮助我们的心去做割礼呢，其实就是要把我们心里面这些不属神的 啊，属原本世界给我们的一些概念、一些思维、一些价值观，啊，把它除去，那些不属神的东西要被除去，那其实就好像对我们的心做一个手术一样，啊，要去做一个割礼，就是做一个手术了，然后去除不该有的，那这就是神在教导我们这个心里面的运作的时候的一个检视。
So what I want to do here is we'll go back to these verses. I've got some verses from the New Testament, and they sort of parallel or they copy about these two verses from the Old Testament that we just saw. So the first one is James 4:7.
而我们现在也看看哈，在新约里面呢，也有再把这个概念呢，再做一个描述。所以我们先来看一下雅各书的4章7节。
Okay, I'll probably have to go through it fairly slowly because you need to look at it from the Greek a little bit.
我们现在要慢慢来说哈，因为我们要先回到那个新约原本的语言，用希腊文所写的这个经句。
Yeah, let's start off from James 4:6.
好，我们先从这个雅各书的4章6节开始念起。
Okay, but so we have here, he gives more grace. Wherefore he said, this is talking about God, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
好，这边说呢，当他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Okay, so God is giving grace to the humble, and grace is God's policy. So remember that God is always wanting to give things on grace. He doesn't give based on what you're doing for him.
我们要记得哈，神他的原则就是给我们恩典，他一直在给我们恩典，而不是因为我们做了什么他给我们，他都完全是让叫做白白的给我们的，那个就称之为恩典。所以神的原则是赐下恩典。
And he's giving grace to the humble. And the humble person means obedience. So if you're obedient to God, then you're going to be the recipient of God's grace.
但是呢，神赐恩典给谦卑的人，啊，也就是说，谦卑就是代表你是顺服于神的人。那他神是只会赐恩典给谦卑顺服的人。
Yeah, and remember in this verse as well, we spent a bit of time looking at this word antitasomai in the Greek, which relates to the soldiers on the battlefield. They probably say that God resists the arrogant one, but actually it's like God makes war against the arrogant believer.
这个4章6节呢，还讲到说神会阻挡骄傲的人，所以这个阻挡啊，其实真正的意思是神会兴起一个战争，会对付那些骄傲的人。
Okay, so this shows us the contrast. If you're an arrogant person, if you're not doing God's will, he will, and we see the Greek definition down here, antitasomai there, he will range yourself against, like he's forming battle lines against you to make war against you.
好，所以呢，这个里面呢，很重要的是，它这个原来的希腊文用的那个字啊，基本上这个比阻挡真的是要严重很多哦，因为它基本上就是要兴起一个战争来对付你，如果你是一个骄傲的人。
But if you're humble, then God will give you grace.
而但你呢，如果是一个谦卑顺服的人呢，神反而是完全白白的给你各种恩惠。
Okay, and so then we see in James 4:7, it says, and it's like therefore, you have the word therefore. So what's the, like, therefore means that what's the solution and what do you have to do then? So that's why you have the word therefore.
而在雅各书4章第7节呢，就是我们进到第七节呢，他就一开始就说，因此就故此，就是刚刚前面讲完了一课之后呢，因此。
And so it says, like, therefore, you have to humble yourself. And you have the word here, the Greek word is hupotasso. Put yourself under or stand under authority.
好，所以呢，因此你们要顺服神啊。那这边的顺服呢，其实它的意思是你要把你自己摆在神底下。
Okay, and you see the word here, like in English, you have the word subordinate. Sub means under, and ordinate means like from the order, and the order of authority. You are under God's authority, and then you have to obey.
所以从这个英文的翻译对这个顺服呢，它用的是 subordinate。那 sub 的意思就是低于啊，ordinate 就是权柄，所以是在他的权柄之下，就是 subordinate，或者是就是我们臣服于这个权柄的概念。
For example, like Satan says, I will be like the Most High God. He wants to be up here. I think you can see me on the screen now. And anybody that's arrogant, they always think they're higher than the authorities, or they have a right to tell the authorities what to do.
而我们在这个所谓神的角色，他绝对是高于一切的。但是那些骄傲的人，哈，他们会认为他们是可以高于神的权柄，或者是说，我们不要谈神了，就是所谓的长官，哈，与属下。那些比较自以为是的这些属下呢，他就会认为他可以去高于他的权柄，高于他的长官，然后他可以告诉权柄他。权柄该怎么做？那个就称之为骄傲，或者是傲慢。
But the Greek word that James is using, hupotasso, means if you're here up top, you have to go under. You have to say, okay, God, you are my ruler, you're my authority.
所以呢，雅各在这边所用的那个字呢，就变成说，哎，你要臣服于权柄，你要低于这个长官，然后你要。比神在神的下面，非常这个安然自得的，有一个谦卑的这个臣服的概念。
And to be able to have the attitude takes a complete change in your thinking. So it begins with the volition, and then you have to change your heart, of course. So as you're learning more doctrine and grace orientation, you're learning about the will of God, that you're having a change in your heart.
所以呢，当你要做得到能够臣服于这个权柄，臣服于神，你必须要改变你的思维模式，你要因着学习神的话语而理解，而且重新有一个自由意志的选择，你是臣服于神之下的那种谦卑的状态。所以你必须要清除你心里面所有的傲慢、骄傲，变成是。对你的心做割礼，你才有办法真心诚意的臣服于神。
Yeah, and a lot of Christians know that they're sinning against God, or they know they're not quite doing the right thing, but they say, well, it's okay, you know, God, He understands and God still loves me. But by having the attitude, they're still putting themselves above God. They're saying it's okay to be above God because He still loves me and He'll forgive me.
那很多基督徒呢，他们会有一个很大的一个问题，就是说自己其实是非常傲慢、骄傲的，那并不臣服于神，并不顺服于神。但是呢，他们却秉持着说啊，无论怎么样，我有一些不顺服，神还是爱我啊。他就倚仗着神爱他，他就觉得他可以啊，不臣服、不谦卑。
But looking just back quickly at these verses, you know, James 4, 6, and 7, we see that God makes war against the arrogant person.
而在这个雅各呢，他就特别要在这边4章7节告诉大家说，因此你们一定要顺服于神，哦，否则的话呢，神就会兴起一个战争来对付你。
And then in verse 7 here, we see that this word hupotasso, which means to submit or obey, it is the imperative mood. So it's a command. You have to do this. So like saying, obey God. You submit yourself or put yourself under his authority. It's a command, not a suggestion.
所以呢，雅各说："故此，你们要顺服神。"他用的是一个命令句，也就是说，你必须要，你就是必须。我命令，神命令你们，就是我们一定要顺服于神，我们一定要臣服于神，我们一定要在神的权柄之下，我们要认知这件事，而且真心诚意的做到。
Okay, now that's all we have time for today, so we'll leave off on that note and then we'll pick up the same subject on Saturday.
好，我们今天只能讲到这边了，我们星期六继续再往下讲。
Okay.
好，现在我们来做结束祷告，感谢神。
Okay. Father, so we give thanks to you for the time that we did have today to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们今天有机会研读你的话语。
And we give thanks that the Holy Spirit will teach us these things and with positive volition that we can learn how to apply them more and more in our lives.
也感谢圣灵的教导，让我们有正向的自由意志，可以越学越多，越来越理解神的教导。
We give thanks for every opportunity that we have to serve you.
我们也感谢我们有各种机会，我们可以来服侍神。
And give thanks that you open up doors for us to meet people that want to hear your word, people that want to be saved or to learn about the Bible.
我们也感谢天父给我们这样的机会，让为那些想要学习、理解、认识基督、耶稣基督的人，让我们有机会可以接触到他们，为他们开门。
And so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
这个感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
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 Okay.
Amen.
See you all on Saturday. Okay.
好，
再
见。再六见喽。
Bye bye. Thank you, Serena.
Thank you, Tim.